Blog Talk Radio.
Monday. This is your favorite right nigga, and this is Just Ask Yo Nigga, or a nigga, which would be me, because I don't mind the word nigga. And I just have to say, it is Money Monday. It is the 13th of January, and don't we just love Mondays? No, today kicked my African black ass, American ass. But that's okay, because I love what I do. I help people make money. Because you reap what you sow, bro. So if you help people make money, guess what? God will help you make money. You'll always have money. We reap what we sow. So today, we're going to talk about bro from the other day. I got shook up. I couldn't stop him. All I heard was it sound like a killer. It's like being a killer. Okay, but see, that's where we, black people, we got to get our shit together. Okay, it is Monday. It is Monday, so we're going to talk about Monday shit. We're going to be here all week. My schedule's not set yet because I was working my ass off trying to make $1 million for a contractor with this concrete. Something about concrete. Concrete, you make a lot of freaking money laying concrete. $1.2 million, and I always win. I'm a winner. That's why I insist on playing the numbers. I'm a winner. I've been a winner since December 16, 1964. And you're a winner, too. So that's why I'm here, to try to help people be winners, because I'm a winner. And that's how you have to talk about yourself, especially if you black. You are a winner, and God watches over you. You winner, goddammit. All right, here we go. So black people and homosexuality, see? Where Pete Buttigieg, he in his own little wine cave where only black, one black person might have been. But Buttigieg, he feeling real good right now, but he confusing himself, and he's really fucking with himself because of bros. Like, it's like being a killer. They think homosexuality is a choice. And if it was a choice, why would people choose to be so prosecuted and killed and maimed and going if it's a choice? Smoking cigarettes is a fucking choice. Being gay is not a choice. Okay? So there is science behind that shit. Trust me. Who wants to be prosecuted every day of their fucking life? Because somebody's more worried about what I do in my bed than me just being a human. And so, bro, blamed Obama for some reason because he legalized gay marriage. We're not the first country to legalize gay marriage, and the countries have survived because black people are so controlled by what the white man has whipped into our asses 400 plus some years ago. And continue to, if that's your mindset, especially if you're living in the South, bro. You need to leave that shit alone. Because you know what? We all hypocrites. We all hypocrites. Because if black people thought being gay was so bad, well, we wouldn't have brothers on the down low giving everybody AIDS and shit. See, so it's bros, like, it's like being a killer. Yeah, fuck, yeah, hell fucking yeah. It's like being a killer when you fake about it. But when you understand the science from where it comes from, then you can open up your ignorant ass mind to people around you. Because I assure you, Big old families, there's some gay people in them big old families because that's the fucking science. So let's go to the science. Okay, so like I was trying, I'm not taking no phone calls until I finish doing what I got to do because it's like a killer through me. It's not like a killer. Ignorance is like a killer. Okay, so this week we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about, you know what, black people? Democrats need your vote, but they don't give a fuck about representing you in real life. This is our last chance while I'm 55 and going strong and still alive to say, you know what, you need everybody on every show, if you watch that shit and I do it for you, they need this black vote. But they're just hoping you just vote for them. You know, and that's ignorant. That's black people. You know, that's us, man. We just ride along because we just so used to not having shit go our way. So, yeah, vote for him as opposed to Trump. But, shit, he gonna do nothing for you just like Trump, but he needs your vote. So that's what we're gonna be talking about. Voting as a block, doing anything together. Maybe my grand, the youngest one, maybe he can take this shit over in 50 years. But, again, black people, we're the only group of people that don't stick together, and that is on a purposed plan. So you can keep following the ignorant plan of, oh, I'm okay, I'm good. But, nigga, no. Even y'all married the white women. No, nigga, because your kid is brown. So unless Karen shows up at the meetings, they'll know, you know, Obama's white. Okay, so an ounce of black, you might as well be just like the rest of us. So at some point, and I hope before I die, that niggas will get some unity. But see, we need a plan, we need a purpose, we need a person with a plan that ain't scared and don't sell his ass out. Okay, so we here talking about gay people. All right, so homosexuality, let's do the stats because like a killer fucked me up. So statistically, in the U.S., 3.5% of us are gay. Everywhere else in other countries, about 1% to 2%. People think, when you ask an American, how many gay people in America? Because you're so busy in what they're doing in their bed, you got it all wrong by fucking 200%. So, you think it's 23% or more of people in America is gay. No, it's fucking 3%. You don't multiply that shit by 100 because you're paranoid or you want to just hang out with somebody gay. Because it's so fun. Okay, and those of you that want to join my private metaphysical group, we understand that gay people were brought into this world to teach people how to love. Because we do it in such a different way, we are able to accept people from everywhere because we want to be accepted. So we are accepting and we're loving, hoping that we gonna reap what we sow and teach y'all something. Because some of us got like mamas and sisters and kids and whatever that really love us. And you say, well, how can I hate gay people when that's my mom and that's my sister? And I love my sister. So quit being like a killer. Just ignorant. Quit listening to things that divide you instead of things that bring us together. And my thing as far as black people, you know, getting on anybody as far as judgmental and my heart of hearts has always said, look, nigga, you're the one that's always being persecuted. Somebody shooting you, somebody shooting your mama, somebody firing you, somebody's fucking with your daughter because she's selling fucking water at the park, somebody's fucking with you because they trying to fucking barbecue and live a life. And here your ignorant ass is judging somebody. Black people should be the last motherfuckers on this earth judging people. And I'm going to leave that shit at that. The most persecuted motherfuckers in this country should not be persecuting people. Like a killer. Fuck no. Like an ignorant nigga. And ask me, because I am your nigga. I know niggas, I know smart niggas, and I know ignorant niggas. Born and raised in South Central, L.A., where I won't go because y'all getting ready to shake. I'm in sack because we were shaking. And I, come on, y'all, come follow mommy. We going to go where it don't shake because mommy can't sleep. All right, here we go. So, now, let's see where we at. Gender roles. So, the research does not show that gay men act feminine, and the research doesn't show that gay men act feminine and lesbians act more masculine. It's more like gender roles. So, if you all up in there, yo, shit, you a stud. Not so stupid. I'm sorry. That's not stupid. My human sexuality teacher say, never say yuck to somebody's yum. So see me judging? Bad, sorry. See, but I'll check myself. That's gender role. So if you got a dude, a lady, got the tat on, you see it in L.A. all day, don't look at her girl because she will fucking knock you in the mouth, okay? That's gender role shit. That's gender identity. That's the shit you chose to be. That's not everybody. And so, and the good thing about it, we can no more explain homosexuality as we can heterosexuality. Okay? We can't explain neither one as to why'd you come out straight and why'd I come out gay. But we working on the coming out gay part. We working on the study of that. And two, understand, the majority of the study, like everything, has been primarily on a male. So all of this study has been primarily focused on men. That's why we got Viagra, right? Everything focused towards what a man needs. Used to be, not no more, watch. Next 10 years is going to change. That's why we don't have female Viagra. But not that we would want it, right? We don't want the male Viagra. Shit, let alone. Shit, that's called heroin, shit. Anyway. Okay, so evidence. So, but now social factors, okay? So when people think about gay people, they always talk about the social factors. Oh, the mom was domineering, which mine was, or the dad was weak. If you call being sweet weak, well, that's your definition, which mine was. Sweet man didn't bother shit, but once or twice I saw him turn into crazy. One time I saw my dad go crazy. We call that nigga Superman. It's like, Kevin, Dad turned into Superman. He turned everything over. My mama made him mad that night. But, you know, one time, he didn't punch my mom in the mouth. Okay? He was the sole provider, so all he did was fuck up his own shit. And while me, I'm looking through the keyhole. Woo! Daddy turned into Superman. So. So, yeah, all of that gender role shit. Okay, but they say that parental influence, early sexual experiences, they say that that may have an influence on whether you're gay or not. But no, there's not enough evidence to show that. But there is, and this is where it gets a little freaky, there is developmental experience. So when certain things happen to you and of this nature as you're developing, that may have an influence on whether the choice. So we're talking about social things, choices of being homosexual. So these are the evidence of social learning. Okay, so you can learn that. And here are the freaky things. Here we go. Spending time, well, that's not freaky. I've done, like, everything on this. Well, not everything. Hold on a minute. Not number two. I didn't do number two. But I definitely number one. Spending time with other sex playmates in childhood. So, like, I had my best friend. I had two of my neighbors. Eric. And Judy. Judy was female. We were cool. Eric, we hung out, but Eric was gay. Okay? And Eric got famous in the Olympics. I was Eric Gaspar. Shit, Eric got famous. And Eric did his little twiddly twid, and I was mad because I couldn't do cartwheels like Eric. I'm like, come on, man. All I do did was put my hands on the ground. My ass was too big to flip it over. Eric did it. Eric. Hopefully he's good. All right, here's number two. Like I said, this one I never did as a kid. And these are, remember, developmental experience means that things happen at crucial points in your time, in your life, that if these things happen at those times, it's really like an influence on your life. Okay, so here's number two, Frankie. Learning to masturbate or being masturbated by the same sex. So, social learning, that would pretty much do it. Homosexual contact by the age of 18. So these are all evidence of social learning that may contribute to a person being homosexual. And this reflects an early disposition of homosexuality. Okay? And studies show that adult homosexuality is just an extension continuation of the earlier homosexual feelings and behaviors. So you can pretty much successfully determine if your kid is, well, they telling you number two. Whoa. But, yeah, I'd be looking out for if Karen only has, opposite sex. What is it? Other sex. So Karen's, all Karen's folks are friends are dudes. Okay? All right. Let's see. More evidence that influences learning on bisexuality rather than exclusive homosexuality. So there's more evidence that you learn to be bisexual as opposed to homosexual. Okay? So this suggests that there may be a biological influence that varies in degree. So most of us have a predisposition of homosexuality, but those who are more inclined, because of some of the other things we're going to talk about, those of us that are not inclined, the experience aspect we won't have, and so it won't influence us too. We'll just be like, that was just a one-time thing. Okay, for gays, memory of behavior are more reliable than feeling. So, you know, your memories of your behavior as a child is more reliable than, like, the feelings that you have. Because 70% of gay people say, oh, when I was young, I always felt different and whatever. But, yeah, you could feel different, but what types of behaviors during that same period of time were you involved in? And chances are that's kind of like a flag that says, I prefer, you know, the other sex. Okay? And behaviors show a high rate of, so your behaviors, if you are homosexual, your behaviors will show a high rate of gender nonconformity. So you, my picture right here, I think my mama got my goddamn brother's shirt on and my hair ain't done. I don't know if that was my choice or if my mama already knew, just put this brother's shirt on, shit. Just put a brother's shirt on. I think I got my brother's shirt. But there was a lot of us, so I probably wore a lot of, but then again, I had sisters, so I don't know. Gender nonconformity. Okay, so what's that mean? Mannerisms and dress, typical of the other sex, right? Engage in activities usually preferred by the other sex. Oh, yeah, I play softball. Okay, well, what the hell are you supposed to play in all-girls school? Volleyball fucked up my wrist. I was always red, and I never hit it the right place. I was too fat to be on the track team. All right? So I played softball, and I was the catcher, the big, fat catcher at home plate. What else was I supposed to do? Anyway. Okay, so preference, and again, preference by for other sex playmates. Gary Gaspard played for a major league team and then got smoked crack and then left it. Those are my neighbors, the Gaspards. But Eric was the flipper. Eric could do the cartwheels, Like, Eric, look, all I can do is put my hands on the ground and then I just fall to the side. But Eric was flipping shit. And Eric flipped over his grass, my grass, all the way down to the light. Okay, shit. And Eric would hang with us. Okay, so now, when research is done, and I'm going to try to get through this. I got 9 minutes. I ain't taking no phone calls. Because it ain't like a killer. Okay, three biological approaches to sexual orientation. So when we study sexual orientation, we look at three things. One, the genetic influences. So let's go over this. So they do twin studies, okay? They have twins, okay? So 2 to 7 times more likely among siblings of homosexuality, so of homosexuals. Okay, so any combo of genes can produce a behavior. So any combination of genes can produce a behavior. But they studies show that among siblings of homosexuals, they will produce homosexuals. And I always say, and I know that one, maybe two of my brothers are homosexual. I know about myself, and I know for a fact that my mother's brother was a homosexual. So that's in my family alone. That's proof number one. So let's see. So the X chromosome on the male, they look at that because gay men have more gay relatives on the mom side, right? And the X chromosome is all mom. So gay men usually have more gay relatives on the mom side. So they look at the X chromosome. Okay, so 64% of gay brothers share an identity. 64% of gay brothers share identical material on the end of an X chromosome. So this is science. They've got brothers who are gay. So they look at their genes. They look at the X chromosome. Because typically, again, they look at the X chromosome because typically there are more gays on the mother's side of the family. So they look at the X, and that's what that's shown. Okay, so that's genetic confirmation that homosexuality may be a genetic thing and not behavior like a killer. Two, hormonal. Okay, so hormonal information, right? We get the testosterone, we get the estrogen. We talked about that yesterday. Okay, so in early development, they thought that being gay was a deficiency in hormones, and so they gave gay men like that Mike Pence shit, right, get the gay out of them. Well, they gave them hormone treatments, and most probably they gave them testosterone, right? Be a man, get your testosterone. Well, yeah, that made them boop more, not less, because that gives you drive and energy. So testosterone is going to make your natural tendency stronger, you dumbasses. You should have asked a psychologist. God damn. So, yeah, ain't no hormonal treatment for your gay bro. Okay, science. Okay? But by manipulating hormones during gestation, right, first 6 weeks of life in your mama's belly, okay, they produce gay rats. Okay, by manipulating hormones, they produce gay rats. Okay, they didn't produce straight ones. Okay, and they know a rat's gay because he's hopping on another male rat. Okay, they use rats. Okay, so that's genetic, right? First one, the gene, little at the end of the gene, and then hormonal. Okay, so the hormones got something to do with it, but they don't have enough information to know what and where. But when we fuck with hormones in rats and we manipulate that testosterone in a human, the gay male go out and woo, 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 more. Okay? So now, C is the neural aspects, meaning neural, how your brain works and activities during your brain and how that the neurons are flashing and hitting and whatever. Okay, so your sex hormone determines your sexual orientation. So if hormones play a role, it's during gestation, okay? So they look at evidence of hypo and hyper, I mean less than or too much masculinization during development, during gestation, right? When we got that influx of testosterone, when the baby first starts to develop, it's going through that first part of the cell migration and all that shit, and it's crazy. If you look at it, YouTube that shit, how cells move, and they've got intelligence in them. They know which cell's going to become brain, and they know which ones become your penis. And if a certain hormone is released in time, you get the vagina. You don't get the penis. No, you get the penis or you don't get the vagina. Sometimes we get both. And see, we get both because mom has some things going on in life or may have some hormonal imbalances or maybe hitting that crack cocaine or, you know, have some cigarette and bourbon. We don't know we're pregnant in the first 6 weeks. Okay? So, but what they found that when they look at the neuro portion, so they look at the parts of your brain, because men and women are different and our brains are different. If we're a straight man or a straight woman or a gay woman or a gay man, I forgot that other one, our shit is different, okay? So neuro, okay? So when they looked at the brains of people who say, yes, I am gay, I'm actively gay, I do this gay stuff, I love it, it's me, I can't help it, it's not a choice, it's not like being a killer. Well, they found that equal size cerebral hemispheres, so the cerebral hemisphere in the front, right, in gay men and straight women are the same size, okay, with larger right hemispheres for lesbians and hetero men. So lesbians and hetero men have larger right hemispheres, and that's just looking at the brain. So there's something going on neurologically, in your brain, in your chemicals, in your brain structure. Because when it comes to sex drive and whatever, there's a part of the brain for a man that is bigger than that same part of the brain for the woman. So this is the neural portion. So they're trying to tell you, hey, in gay folks, the cerebral hemispheres in gay men and straight women are the same. So what's a gay man and a straight woman? Kind of like the same, right? They like the same. They like men. And then with larger right hemisphere, so lesbians and hetero men have larger right. What do they like? They like women. And the supra... somatic, the supra-traumatic nucleus. That's the part of your brain that gives you your sex drive. In females and in gay men, they're the same size. Okay, so it's not like a killer. We got 90 seconds. I'm going to close it out. Look for us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about all kinds of shit. We got to go over social psychology and how drugs affect the brain. We'll be doing that tomorrow. But it's not like a killer. Being gay is, unfortunately or fortunately for you, because, you know, we gay means happy. There's certain things about the way that gay people are made up. It is not a choice. Ignorant. Don't rule out love because somebody is gay. And know that I love you. Happy Money, Money, Money Monday from your nigga. And we're going to close it out. Hopefully this helped. And I'll see you tomorrow. My favorite right niggas in this whole wide world. See you tomorrow. We're going to slow roll. This is slow roll just for you. Hey, Daddy, I love you. I love you. And you are so cool for choosing mommy.